Well, good afternoon, folks. Today is the 9th of July, 1970. Well, it's been a year ago that I was here for nearly the first time. Not quite, though. Just got back from a gun mission about 45 minutes ago, and I had dinner. I've really enjoyed myself the last few days. This gun business is not what you would probably think it is. It's not all killing and stuff like that. It's a lot of protecting lives. I won't go into that. I just thought I would whip you out of tape here while I had a little chance. I'm on the primary right now. That's where you stand by in case they need a gun team. Well, I had started this tape out on 1 7/8 recording a test flight, but I'm now taping over it, hoping that you won't get it. I don't know what the deal is. I couldn't jack from my little, I got a cassette. You just put a cartridge in, it's a small cartridge, and it plays on batteries, or you can use an adapter. I did a recorded test flight, but when I tried to jack into this tape recorder, it didn't work too well. I think the reason being the impedances didn't match or something. This has a microphone put up, but no way to jack into it with an input without... See, that has a good, strong signal out. And then this tape recorder, you're supposed to use a microphone on the input. I could play that over that speaker and then record to this microphone, but it's not too well. I'll just keep the cartridge. If I come home, I'll play them through my cassette, through the amplifier, that way. Well, I'm going to hold off here a minute. I think my cassette's about stopped. Listen to it. Yeah, it's sort of cool. I got these cassettes, cartridges, and I record country western music from different sources on it. It's just monaural, or one track, but it sounds pretty good. If you could, I'm asking you to, if you could you give me some cassette tapes? A C60 or a C90. The Charlie 60 is 60 minutes of playing, and the Charlie 90 is 45, an hour and a half minutes of playing. We can't get them over here. Occasionally we can, but they're hard to come by and they're rather expensive. So if you give me a half a dozen or so, I'd appreciate it. I can't send you tapes and you listen to a cassette because you don't have a cassette recorder or player. I've been thinking about getting this tape recorder. It plays cassettes, cartridges, and reel-to-reel. You can record from one to the other, or directly on any of them. And the cartridge is like using a car radio, and it has stereo 8-track. The reel-to-reel is 4-track, and the cassette is 4-track. So you could, you know, record stereo on that. But flies about to eat me up. I don't know what I'll get or not. It costs $300. I had, you know, thought about too much. Maybe going to Hong Kong here the first week in August. So, if you want me to pick you up anything special, let me know. I haven't received any mail from you yet. Like I said, I got in country the 26th. Well, the first letters I wrote was the 27th. And, you know, it wasn't letters. It was, postcards, and you should have gotten it by about the 4th of this month, and I've been 34th, and I've been looking for some letters from home, but I hadn't got anything yet. I'm keeping a number list of how many letters I send to who. What I'm doing, I write the your name down on a tablet every time I write you a letter or card, put a little marked by it. So if you see a number on your letter at the top, like number 4, number 1 or something like that, you won't worry about it. Keeping a record of how many I mail out, and if you want to keep them, see how many you're getting, see which ones you miss. The first two I didn't do that. From number 3 on, I put a number on it. So you can sort of keep an idea how many letters you're getting that I'm sending. I don't mail one every day, of course. I'm just not prone to do that. Well, I wrote Jim, Becky Ann, I wrote Debbie Phillips, Debbie Brown, the Hornsbys, Floyd and Georgia, and Ma and Paul Hornsby, and hadn't received anything from anyone yet. I wrote 5 letters, or 5 postcards, the 27th. See, I wrote the kids, Jim and Becky, y'all, Debbie Brown, and Jan, I think. So, that's 5. The weather this year is not near like it was last year. Sometimes it's cloudy all day, sometimes it doesn't cloud up until 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And by the way, it's about 13:15 when I started this tape. I was telling you I had recorded a test flight on it, but it didn't even turn out. So I'm just going to go ahead and use this tape over. Should be all right. I was telling you about the guns. I like it. It's a different type flying. Something that I've always wanted to do, and finally got a chance to do it. The good thing about it is you don't have to work with the nationals around here at all. You usually work with the slick, and they're the one coordinating the mission. You're just protecting them normally. Occasionally you will have a road to cover, you know, protect a convoy or something like that. And it is fairly safe flying compared to other forms of flying. You normally won't get shot down and flying a gun. Occasionally they do shoot a few gunships down, but this part of the country, more afraid to shoot a gunship because sort of make them mad. They go hot on you. And you sitting there with an AK-47 or something of that nature, and you want to shoot at a couple of gunships, you're in trouble because they got rockets, 40 millimeter miniguns. Miniguns that shoot the same size round as AK, but it shoots quite a few more a minute. It's sort of like it's a machine gun, similar to a Gatling gun, but it puts out about 4,000 rounds a minute. And it'll keep a whole lot of people's head down. When one's working on it, it's beautiful though. At night, it's a solid stream of red lead flare and tracer, we call it. Tracer is a bullet that lights up at night. Well, it lights up anytime. Well, seems like my tape has stopped again. I may have to go turn it. Got some of Hank Williams' old songs on it. Some of them do pretty good, some of them doesn't. But this is some of his original songs. This is Hank Williams Sr. Well, I'm getting on down there, and in days, I got less than 5 months. I should be home 7 December. That's my new ETS DROS date. I should leave country about the 3rd or 4th, unless I get a drop. And you never know when you're going to get a drop until right at the end of the whole deal. Well, I think I'll shut it off here a little bit and come back later and maybe put a few more words on it. Well, I'm back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, but Captain Tune Leader told me he's going to be up to the orderly room. He's my AC, and whenever you're on primary, you have to let your AC or your Peter P know where you're going to be. If you're not going to be in your room or the mess hall, you know, let them know where you're going to be. If you, you know, even stepping right away from your house, let them know. Because whenever they scramble you, you've got to be on the go. Now, I've had a couple of 3 scrambles, and people I've flown with, mostly, well, I've been with Captain Burkhausen, said that I did real good on my scramble. My job is get out there and get the aircraft started. We have it pre-flighted, everything in it. I just jump in, turn two switches on, pull the trigger, and get it started. Time I get it started, the radio's on. He's come from operations. He knows where we're going, what we're going to be doing, the whole shooting match, and we're gone. And real fast reactionary gun team, what it amounts to. As I was saying, I wrote Jim and Becky, and I hope they'll, you know, write back and let me know what's going on. If you've heard anything from them, they may be too busy to write me, so let me know what's going on. And I don't have Anita's address. If you'll get her to write me, you know, with her address, I'll write her. And if she won't, you go ahead and send me her address, because I don't have it. I've checked, and I just don't have it. You say Daddy's supposed to get his leave in August, or is it supposed to be this month? If you can, you know, keep me posted on what's going on. This little tape recorder is the one I've always had. I don't keep it in my room. A buddy of mine, married, he uses it quite a bit, sends tapes back and forth to his wife. But anytime I get a tape, I go ahead and use it. And my roommate, Brostek, he's got him a big iCar tape recorder. And I, you know, use it all the time to, you know, send tapes back and forwards if Mike's using this one. I got it because I don't like to mess with Brostek's tape recorder unless he's around, you know. And I hadn't asked him about using it. I don't imagine he would mind, but I'm always sort of particular about my stuff and, you know, about messing with anyone else's, because if you did break it, you know, could mean bad feelings, and I don't want nobody to be mad at me over something like that. Just sort of bad business, you know. Well, I guess that's about all I can run through today. I'll probably turn this thing over and start on something tomorrow and finish the tape out. Going through my other tapes, you say you can tell a lot of the changes in my attitude and stuff. I suppose you can. But, you know, as far as the job, it's a different job, but the conditions are about the same. We don't have too much. We got hit, the night I got back in the company, I guess it was the 28th, the night I got back here, physically here in Full Help. And we had one round go through enlisted men's hooch. Six people were hurt, two of them seriously, the other four just, you know, minor stuff. One of the ones minor is already back in the company. One of them is going, well, I'm adding two seriously. Serious ones will go back to the States. They were sent to Japan first before they could be moved. But it's sort of a bad welcoming committee. And I got here May 11th last year. We got hit that night. No one was hurt then, but I don't know. It just really, really makes you mad. The night these six enlisted men got hurt, we had a ship up at the time, and he knew where the rounds were coming from. He saw them come out of the tubes. And Colonel, American Colonel, wouldn't give us permission to send a gun team out. It was in a little village off to the east. The people were skying out through the water, going on a bigger boat, getting out. But really, really talks me up whenever we have this kind of thing happen. Because, I don't know. See people get hurt, you can't take any, you know, precautions about stopping the ones. These are NVA that come in here. They're stirring up the local nationals and getting their support, either through fear or force or bribery or maybe a combination. But it's getting pretty close. And there's a few operations about 10 miles from here. Korean, two of them got killed today, I understand. at a CA combat assault. They got killed on the initial insertion, I presume. I don't know. I hadn't heard all the details, but the NVA are around in this area pretty close.
Yeah.
Everybody comes by harasses me. Well, I guess that I'll go ahead and talk this side out and then roll it over. So y'all take care, and I'll try to put some more on this side. If you will, get the same type tape that I'm sending on. It plays and records much better than some of this cheaper stuff you get at Gibson's. Maybe quarter, 50 cents more for a good tape, but it'll last indefinitely if you, you know, take good care of it. So we'll be signing off here shortly. Y'all write me whether I write or not. I may not have time to write sometimes, but I'll try the best I can. I just got my request for leave back from my captain. He approved it. Now if I get the major approved, I'll be going to Hong Kong around the 1st of August. So we'll shut it up and maybe a day or two get this thing off to you. So don't take it easy, and you can bet your boots I'll be doing the same.